Well, Daddy.
Ooh, goodness sake. Can you hear me? Well, Daddy, everybody in the States is starting to get the big push on for Christmas. I suppose everything will be out by November 1st. And all the decorations will go up. Oh, Daddy, I wish you could be here for Christmas. I am not going to do too much since you're not going to be here. I think what I'll do, if you don't care, is not send you anything over there for Christmas. Since you'll be home in January, why don't we just wait and I'll give you a little something in January. Don't know what it'll be, don't know what you want. You've got all the clothes you could ask for now. And you probably are pretty well fixed. So if you don't care, Daddy, I think I'll let the Christmas go. And we can spend our Christmas together when you get home. Is that okay, lover? I was thinking about those elephant skin purses. I do hope you get them. And can you send them directly to everybody? I think it would be nicer coming directly from you. They'd all appreciate them even more. And I was thinking of poor Leo, Daddy. Do you know what I'd like? He's like a little boy in a way, and I'd really like, if you could do it, to get him an elephant skin wallet, a man's type. I think he would tickle to death. I know with that chintzy little car ring we sent him from Italy, he's still got it, still uses it. It's black, it's worn out, it's tarnished, it's rotten. But he's so proud of it, and he told everybody it came from Rome, and Pat bought it for him. So if you could find your way clear, I wish you would get him a wallet, and if you could, maybe Jerry, too. That would take care of them, and they'd be happy. Oh, Sandy received a tape recorder from Bob the other day, and she brought it over. I made a tape on hers, and then I played it back on mine to see if there was any difference, and the sound was tremendously distorted, very bad. So I think that the best results to get is to keep playing my tapes on your tape recorder, even though you have that beautiful new stereo tape recorder. It may still come out funny. They all have their own speed, and since they're so small and so individual, they are not a universal tape. Mine does not play on Sandy's machine, and hers will not play on mine. I mean, you hear the sound, but I sounded like a little old man, and when we played your recording on it, you sound like a little old lady. It was just terrible. So I hope you do get your little tape recorder fixed, and please keep taping to me on that one. Even though you have that big, beautiful one, it may work better. You could try it on your own to see if it comes out. If it does, it doesn't matter. But I know there was a tremendous difference between the two of ours. Bob is still in Bangkok, or was, and has been sending Sandy some very nice things also. Last night the boys were doing their exercises, and Sean did over 50 push-ups, which was fantastic, I think. Casey gets to about 12 and falls apart. You know him, he starts out in a big flash, everything's a big flash to him, and then he poops out. Shortly, I get a big kick out of them, though. They are really funny and a lot of fun to be with. Kelly still remembers that her daddy liked her to wrap her legs around her hip, and that's her most spectacular exercise. Zona just called. said she has her eye on a little bite for jelly. It is just a small one, and it has the training wheels on it, and is only $12. It's a regular $27 or $29 bike, I think she said. And for $12, my gracious, you can spend that much on a doll, so I think I'll go ahead and get her one. She probably would feel very unhappy if her two brothers got a bike and she didn't. So I'm going to tell Zola go ahead and get it at that price. It's really tremendous. I would like to see it before I give her the go-ahead, so I might run out to Sears and take a check. She said that she would keep them in her basement for me until I wanted to bring them over here so that it would be a surprise and the kids would not have any idea that they were getting one. They have been asking and asking for one every time I mention something for Christmas. They come out with bike and I just keep saying, oh my goodness, that's an awful big thing to ask from Santa Claus. Sean is doing real good about this. He's got Kelly that there really is a Santa Claus. But now Casey's starting to wander away from the beaten track. He comes out with there's no Santa. So I think this will probably be our last year if we can still keep Kelly convinced that there is one. She's the most excited and will probably have the greatest Christmas this year. Although Casey doesn't believe it, but he hates to admit it. He wants there to be a Santa Claus, and he's hoping that there's a Santa Claus, but now in school they learn so fast, so much. It's a shame in a way. Jerry called tonight too. He was wondering if I'd heard anything from Hong Kong. I told him I had, and I gave him a little bit of the news that you told me. And Irma's in the background yelling, "What'd he say? What'd he say? What'd he say?" And Jerry said, "Shut up, Irm, shut up. You should hear those two. They go round and round and round." Jerry took the kids' skates to have them sharpened, and Saturday's our big day down the ice rink again. They are really looking forward to it and enjoy it so much. I hope I've